Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. We're joined by the head coach of Clarion Goldfield Dawes football, Caleb Vogel, as the Cowboys on Friday night get a homecoming win and their first win over Estherville Lincoln Central since 2014, a 26-14 win on Friday night. And Coach, your thoughts on the win?
Yeah, you know, it was definitely a gritty win. First half was kind of ugly for us, and I say that from a penalty standpoint. We had way too many penalties in the first half. We were sustaining drives, and we had a penalty. Sustaining drives, had a penalty, and then they scored early. They got a touchback because it was a block punt, you know, and then we went down and. Again, driving the ball and then penalties, and then fast forward the first end of the first half, end up being 6-2 because we missed an extra point. You know, other than the kids just playing their butts off from start to finish, I mean, they truly do that every single week, every single game, and that's what we want to do. You know, that's what they did again last night. It was just, again, the mental errors we have got to fix. I mean, those have got to be fixed throughout the week. And our main focus was the word focus this last week at practice with homecoming, and the kids responded really well with that in the second half. So I couldn't be more proud of my staff and the kids, what they did last night.
In the adjustments your team was able to make in the second half, you had mentioned 6-2 at halftime. Your team put up 20 points in the second half to build up that lead and secure that win.
Yeah, it was just like, you know, at half we just said to the guys, just, hey, just relax, you know, and just play your game, do your job, do your stuff, and you'll be just fine, you know. Running backs weren't quite seeing the holes like they were, you know, in the first half as they were in the second half. Quarterback wasn't quite getting the count right, you know. I mean, those caused all the penalties. But, you know, just those little adjustments that we made and told the kids, you know, just continue to believe, have faith. You know, we got this, you know, and just take it to them, you know, and that's what we did. So those are those slight adjustments.
Some of the pieces for your offense that helped find the end zone and really get things rolling there in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, Joel, who had an excellent game last night offensively for us, he's starting to get healthier a little bit. Last week, he was not very healthy at all. You know, Selvin, again, he's touched it up again last night for us. You know, Colin Sesker, and you guys, I mean, yeah, J.D. Morkel, both our tight ends are really good, you know, between Cooper and Huxley. And when we rotate in Adam and Henry there as well. But again, offensive line, you gotta give credit to them guys. You know, they worked their butt off. You know, they're up there grinding it out. You know, they're the first ones that make contact with the defense, you know, and they just continue to just get after it for us. And youth last night showed at times, but that's okay because those guys are a strong group. They're being well coached, and so good job to our offensive line.
What you saw from the defense of playing an Estherville Lincoln Central team that historically a big and physical team, your team gave up 14 points in the second half, but still able to protect that lead at 12 points.
Yeah, you know, defensively we played lights out. You know, Joel on the edge for us has been a playmaker for us. Cooper, our two interior guys between Trayson and Easton. You know, our linebackers, Mason and Huxley. And then our secondary between Ryan and Henry and Selvin and Colton Hefty. All them guys, you know, just all around. And the guys that we rotated in, it was incredible defensive play from those guys. I mean, they were playing fast, they were playing hard, flying to the ball, getting after it. You know, we even had a pick last night. Henry picked it off, you know, and we just created a ton of pressure, just made that quarterback just super uncomfortable. And that's what we wanted to do. You know, if you watch on film, they were kind of an undisciplined team, you know, and we capitalized on that defensively, and we played our butts off. So there's obviously things we still need to work on from a defensive standpoint, but we'll get to there, and we'll fix that stuff.
More with the head coach of Clarion Goldfield Dawes football, Caleb Vogel, right after this on the Coach's Corner. And welcome back to the Coach's Corner. We're once again joined by the head coach of Clarion Goldfield Dawes football, Caleb Vogel. And coach, before we look ahead to your upcoming matchup in week number 4, what it was like playing in Clarion in that amazing homecoming atmosphere on Friday night.
Oh, that is amazing. I tell you what, I mean, homecoming is always a blast. You having people coming back, alumni, just a ton of people there. And it's just good, you know, to get that homecoming win, to have that win at your stadium, to protect your stadium. And just the atmosphere of the fans were great. The community was great all week. You know, we had a ton of activities. Kids weren't super distracted. But playing there and getting that win under there, it's huge.
Looking ahead to week number 4, your team sits at 2-1 and now ventures into Class 1A District 3 action as you'll make the trip up to Manly to take on Central Springs in your district opener. Your thoughts on that matchup with the Panthers?
I haven't watched a ton of film on them. We're going to put last night's game to bed. But Manly, you know, the first 2 weeks, I mean, they're 2-1 just like us. They beat a Newman team and then also a Lake Mills team. So it's going to be a tough matchup. You know, again, we're going on the road. We just got to be able to be ready for them this week. I think they're a pretty solid run-heavy team. They got a few good guys that I know. I don't know quite yet. We'll watch their film tomorrow and break that down and get ready for them. But, you know, it's a new district. District play starts, you know. So in my eyes, I told the team and the staff, I said, it's an 0-0 record right now. These are the games that count, and we just got to make them count every single day at practice, every single day in school. All that stuff matters, and we just got to get ready for them on Friday.
What the game day adjustment looks like for your team is this will be your longest road trip to this point in the year. You've had another road game, but Hampton, of course, thankfully a little bit closer than Manly is, but what the adjustment looks like there, we're making the trip up to Manly.
We just got to treat like any other road game. You know, we're just going to go up there and take care of business. That's our main goal, obviously, is to win the game. We just got to keep our head on straight on the bus ride. And when we get there and, you know, just be ready to play and do our stuff.
Based on what you've seen these first 3 weeks of the season, the improvement areas for your team and keys to bringing home a district opening victory up at the Panthers?
Offensively, you know, there's things that did not click, you know, from a week one to now, and they're starting to click. Defensively, our DBs are stepping it up. Just our team bonding, our team chemistry that I have, how close we are as a team is incredible. I mean, it's just one of the things you don't see a ton. You just kind of teaching, you know, teamwork, and kids don't get along with each other. But that's not the case here. I mean, these guys have worked so hard together and are continuing to work hard together and care for one another that it's just making things as a staff a lot easier. And just to see these kids grow is amazing. And it's a pretty special team that we have.
Well, Coach, best of luck to you and the Cowboys in your Class 1A District 3 opener as you head to Central Springs in week number 4.
Hey, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Once again, a big thanks to the head coach of Clarion Goldfield Dawes football, Caleb Vogel, for joining us here on the Coach's Corner. More is next.